Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
That's why the Bible makes it so clear that because of Adam's sin, not Eve, Adam's sin, death came into the world. By the way, it wasn't Satan's sin that brought sin into the world. It was Adam's sin because Adam disobeyed God. That's a whole other, what's interesting. So you see the contrast here. Since by man came death, we know that was Adam. By the way, because Adam died, we all die. By man, speaking of Jesus Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse number 22. For as in Adam, all die. Even so in Christ, he makes that comparison, shall all be made alive. It's interesting. Because of sin, the sin of Adam, death is passed upon all men. All of mankind have the nature of sin and the curse of death. All of us do. Why do we die?
David
asked me a question this morning. He said, I have a question for you. I said, okay, you get one question a day and you make it a good one. He asked me a good one about sin, about death, and all these other things. Kind of what we're talking about this morning. That we all, because of sin, we have tribulation. We have troubles in this world because of sin. We die. We have sickness. We have pain. We're suffering because of sin, and that's because of Adam. Adam's sin. But because of Christ now, who removes that curse of sin, if we place our faith and trust in him, he gives us that life eternal. So in Adam, we all die. But in Christ, we all live. Amen. You've heard the old statement, it's been old as the hills. You're born, if you're only born once, you die twice. Where do you get that? Well, not only die physically, you die spiritually. Because in Revelation chapter number 20, death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. You're born once, you die twice. But if you're born twice, not just physically, but spiritually. Remember, Jesus said, you must be born again. Well, the Bible says, you're born twice, you die once, which is in general, but I'm not looking for death. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I don't plan on being one of those dead in Christ shall rise. I plan on being those we which are alive and remain. I hope to be in that group, which we, are y'all following?
Yes.
I hope we're all in that group. We should be looking for that, by the way. Amen. I heard one holy grunt. We should be looking for the coming of the Lord at any moment. I hate to be, there's a lot of people in camps, in religious circles, who doesn't believe that Jesus Christ could come today. He has to wait till the middle of the tribulation. Or after the tribulation, or after whatever. I just read something this morning that popped up. I don't do Facebook, but something popped up on my thing. I don't even have a Facebook page. I take it back. I bought a couple things on Marketplace Facebook, hunting stuff, and I won't get into all that. But anyway, something. I got four deer this week, by the way, so it worked. Something popped up about a preacher who's denying that Jesus Christ was even coming. He called it a hoax. A preacher that denied the coming of Christ. He said, do you know who John Darby is? That's Bible says. That a lot of people will say that John Darby invented this thing about the pre-tribulational coming of Christ. They're so far, they haven't read the same Bible I've read. But anyway, he said it was a hoax to get people to live right. This preacher, and I don't call him, he says he's a preacher, but you know what I'm talking about. It's just a hoax to make people live right because they're scared Jesus may come and they better be living right and that kind of thing. I'm telling you, Jesus could come today. I'm looking for that. All mankind have the nature of sin, and we all have the curse of death. However, the phrase, in Christ shall be made alive, gives hope to mankind. As sure as the sin of Adam brought death, So the power of Christ brings resurrection and life. Faith in Christ brings a new birth to the inner man. The born again believer, which is redundant, by the way, I learned this years ago from Dr. Adams. We say things like a born again believer. He would say, pray tell, what other kind of believer is there, but he's born again. You know, those words we say him, you know, a born again Christian or something like that. Well, he can't be a Christian, he's not born again. But, you know, I remember this one. Dr. Adams would say this. I'm a young preacher boy, and he teaches us things not to say, you know, properly. I learned from him, my dad, you don't say Psalm chapter 23, Psalm chapter 50. I learned these from these great men. It's the 23rd Psalm or the 50th Psalm. Anyway, I learned that from them. And he says, when you talk about we baptized 52 in South Sudan. I was very careful. I didn't say we baptized 52 people. Because what did you baptize, 52 cows? It was assumed that, I learned this in Bible school. It's assumed you're baptizing people. Does that make any sense to y'all? Yeah. All right, we had a great time in Bible college. And if you've missed it, we had some great teachers. Dr. Adams and Clyde Lanier and some other great teachers. I learned from it. Don't stand, we baptized 52 people last Sunday in South Sudan. People? Why do you have to say cows? Anyway, I don't know how I got on that subject. Let me get back on the thought here. Oh, here it is. Even as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Now, verse number 23, we'll finish this up this morning. But every man after his order. Don't jump over that. Every man after his order. What do you mean order? Okay. After we think about the kind, I'll get into this some next week and maybe a little bit in my message this morning. Jesus said in the book of John, there's some that we resurrect to life and some to the resurrection of condemnation. Paul said in the book of Acts, there's some that be resurrected to the resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust. So when it talks about every man in his order, it's not just talking about saved people, because you know, unbelievers, lost people are going to get a resurrected body also. Every man in his order and his time slot, if you will, the believers will be resurrected, the unbelievers will be resurrected. That's why it said every man in his order. You're not going to escape it. By the way, you know what the word resurrection means? It's very simple. It literally means a standing up. Resurrection. A standing up. So no matter where they are, whether they're in the grave, buried out, you know, at Auburndale, I got a grave plot at Auburndale Memorial. Ain't that what that's called, Auburndale Memorial? Got a grave plot. I hope I never use it. If the Lord comes and you need a grave plot and you're still here, you can welcome my grave plot. Y'all can laugh at that. Anyway, my wife has a grave plot there. Some kid, we have grave plots, so I hope I never have to use it. Where was I going with that? What was I at before that? This is my old age catching up to me. Oh, in order. All right, so the dead, Christ the first fruits. We looked at Matthew 27. Then the believers, the dead in Christ shall rise. Those are the believers from the time of the New Testament up to the return of Christ, what we call the rapture, the translation of saints, New Testament saints, and their order. They'll get a resurrected body. And then those saints that died during the tribulation period, we'll look at some of that in our morning message. There will be believers that will die in the tribulation period. Who are these believers? These are people who've never heard the gospel. And 144,000 witnesses that we read about 12,000 from each tribe, the tribe of Israel, except the tribe of Dan. We were in Bible study, Brother Ray. We talked about this last Thursday, a week ago. It's interesting. If you look in Revelation chapter number 7, it lists 12 tribes with 12,000 from each tribe. One tribe is omitted. What tribe is that? Dan.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.